Chapter 11. Goodbye, Mates. Jack looked up. The captain, the professor, and the crew members were all gazing silently down at the water. Henry gave the captain a salute. The captain saluted back. Then everyone on board clapped and shouted. Overhead, the clouds had disappeared, as if a curtain had been pulled away from the sky. Pink and red swirls of light streaked the blue. The cheering died down. "Let us disturb these waters no more," commanded the captain. "Unfurl the sails. Get the steam up in the boilers." Henry turned to Jack and Annie. "While they prepare the ship, shall we return you to shore?" he asked.
"Yes, please," said Annie.
Jack just nodded. He was totally exhausted. As Joe and Tommy started rowing back toward land, the wind shifted and died down to a breeze.
"I predict a fine clear night tonight," said Tommy. "And tomorrow too," said Joe. "The wind should be brisk."
"A good time to sail," said Tommy.
When they drew close to shore, Tommy and Joe both jumped out of the boat. Splashing through the shallows, they pulled the boat up onto the beach. Jack and Annie hopped out. Henry climbed out after them.
"Thanks,"
Jack said to the sailors. Henry walked with Annie and Jack up to the dunes.
"Are you sure you'll be all right?" he asked. "What will you do when night comes on?"
"Don't worry," said Jack. "We'll get back to our parents before dark."
"Lucky you," Henry said wistfully. "I wish I could be back to my own family before dark."
"I hope you keep having a good voyage," said Annie.
"And I hope you learn a lot," said Jack.
"Bye."
"Wait, before you go," said Henry. "I want to give you something."
Henry reached into the pocket of his vest and took out the beautiful nautilus shell.
"The real reason I ran into my lab when the storm came was to get this," he said. "I didn't want to risk losing it, but now I would like to give it to you."
"Oh, no, Henry, you love it. You keep it," said Annie.
"I do love it," said Henry, "but I want you two to have it. Today you taught me, no, you taught all of us, an important lesson. It is a dark day in the deep sea when we cause innocent creatures to suffer. The professor said we can conquer our fears through knowledge, but you taught us that our fears can best be conquered through compassion. Even we scientists must never forget to have compassion for all living creatures. My compassion for the little creature that once lived in this shell made me very happy."
"Oh, man," thought Jack. "That's the secret."